In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, the 7th of December. Good to have you along, everybody. One can, and many in journalism have, present company included, tick off with great ease a list of the potential conflicts of interest in the coming Trump administration. That phone call with the president of Taiwan, followed by news the Trump Organization has its eye on business dealings there. The new Trump International Hotel in Washington, operating under a lease from the federal government. The mere fact of a global real estate business fully owned by the president of these United States. But enough about journalists. Today, courtesy of Bloomberg, an indication of what the public thinks about said conflicts. In a new national poll, slightly more than half of Americans say they are confident President-elect Trump is going to put the country's interests ahead of his family's finances. Most don't think you ought to have to sell those businesses either. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Asked if Donald Trump should sell all his businesses so that neither he nor his family could profit from his actions as president, 26% in the Bloomberg poll said he should. 69% answered that goes too far. Kathleen Clark, who teaches government ethics at Washington University, says that doesn't mean people don't care about conflicts of interest.
If you frame a question differently, should Donald Trump be able to enrich his businesses using the presidency, I think you'd find a different outcome.
Attorney David Rivkin, who worked in the Justice Department under Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush, isn't surprised by the results. He has argued that there are other ways to manage Trump's conflicts.
What's he supposed to do? Basically dispossess his children by having a fire sale of his properties?
But Robert Weissman, president of the advocacy group Public Citizen, says Trump is in the honeymoon period, so more people are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But I think once he takes the presidency and actual decisions are being made and the conflicts are being manifested, I think then people are going to become much more worried about what's going on.
If the family continues to own the business, Weissman says the conflicts are inescapable and could affect everything from consumer protection to foreign policy. Almost half of those surveyed said they were skeptical that when dealing with foreign leaders, Trump would put the nation's best interest ahead of his own. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.